96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Mobile Garage Technologies, Platinum Pastries, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and the University of the Bahamas.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Small Business Thursdays. So happy to have you in our company today. If you're just tuning in, before we kind of kick it off, you know, on Small Business Thursdays more specifically, I'd like to kind of identify some people who have been relentless supporters of what we've done and introduce you to what I anticipate and hope to be starting tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to kick off a segment called, well, you know, it's Casual Fridays, but we're going to be highlighting for the foreseeable future, Tiki Hut. I am so excited for my very good friend Byron Colley for being able to give us an opportunity to really highlight what Tiki Hut does on a week-to-week basis. If you've been following us for some time, you know that Tiki Hut has been one of those spaces and places that we always go, even from Rush Hour. If you remember Rush Hour with Dazzy and I, we've always kind of enjoyed just hanging out at Tiki Hut. So Byron's going to be with us at Tiki Hut. We're going to be with Byron at Tiki Hut every Friday for the foreseeable future. And man, listen to me. Thank you, Byron. I mean, the overwhelming support. I give Byron a rate. I say, Byron, that's all. Byron said, no, Howard, this is what we can do. Boom, boom, boom. So every Friday, you could be able to anticipate that you can go down to Tiki Hut between the hours of 5 to 7, have free hors d'oeuvres, buy one, get one free drinks, and sort of a happy hour just between those that time, right? Simply because of what we do here on the foundation. I'm so happy to be able to do that. And you know it's Thursday, so I'm hoping that you pick up your papers. And every Thursday, it's a little bit thicker. The headlines talk about the revenue raises, but the deficit is up. Revenue up by 111.5 million in the first 6 months. The deficit comes to 285.7 million. And so it talks about the government's travel budget grows from 14.8 to another $4 million, which is 18.8. So we're going to have good conversation about that. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Today, more specifically, and you know, we always try to identify the fact that, Thursday is always great to be able to acknowledge the fact that we're in the land of the living. Why? Why do we do that? We touch the paper, we see it's a little thicker. I just was making fun. I saw someone reading through the papers. I said my grandmother did the same thing. And she would say, oh, that's Mildred Gorney. My God, I remember when Mildred first came to this island, they didn't have nothing much. But my God, she did well for herself. She had but four children. I think one get locked. That's how Grammy talk. She be talking, we're watching the television. And Thursday is always a day that we can be able to remind ourselves that we should be grateful for the time that we have and be expedient with that time to be able to move towards the purpose that we've been called to. If it's Thursday, the obituary section is in there. And I always remember my good friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They're my family. And we've come to a conclusion that somewhere down the line, we must be related. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, they put your loved ones down in style, with grace and elegance, and sort of the tradition of being able to reverence our loved ones who have actually passed away. So Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium is definitely what we're going to be able to talk about and identify as the lead in this fair, in this kind of an area. Right, check them out, guys. You know their numbers. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. Please call Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium if you want your loved ones to be transitioned in this particular manner. With this sort of elegance that their lifestyle exude while they were here with us. We want that to kind of carry over even when they pass away. 242 Day is tomorrow, guys. Make sure that you pick up, you do something Bahamian, right? Whether that's fly your Bahamian flag, wear your Bahamian colors, eat some Bahamian food, create a listening, a playlist for all Bahamian music. Donate in sequences of $2.42. Whether it's $242, $2.42, $240, whatever you're doing, just make sure that you acknowledge the fact that it's 242 Day. As we lead up to July 10th, this is the time that we want to be able to acknowledge those things and do that. You know, we always want to be able to thank the persons that support us. And that's Mobile Garage Fleets and all the wonderful sponsors. If you want to be a part of the sponsorship, you know what to do. Give us a call at 827-0111 or call us here at the studio 302-2300 today. A few weeks back, we did something very special. It was my very good friend, Bishop Lawrence Rule's birthday. And I was sort of traveling around, just sort of introducing the show, the concept of the show, where the show would be. This is, you know, the beginning of January, the mid of January, and really talking to people about it. My wife took me over to this space. We talked about this before. My wife took me over to this space, and she said she had the conkiest conk patty in the world. And, you know, I tasted it, right? Checked it out. I thought it was amazing. And sort of pitched an idea, a concept about being able to do something in the long term. I said, tell you what, and this is what I do, right? I said, tell you what, I won't charge you right now, but come on, do something for Bishop. Let people know exactly what's what. And I'll let him tell whether or not there has been a significant increase during that time of persons coming in. But we forge a relationship. You hear his commercials playing with us here on the foundation, and he's here on Small Business Thursday to tell us even more about platinum pastries. My brother, it is so wonderful to have you in the studio, and I thank you so much for trusting us with your brand, trusting us with carrying the message of what you do and being able to be out there. Let people know who you are. Introduce yourself to the country, because this is the first time you was in the studio. You've never been here before.
No, I haven't been here before.
Talk to people. Tell them who you are.
Well, you know, my name is Bernard Bodie.
You really ain't got to bring the baritone today, all right? Go ahead, my brother. Tell them who you are.
Let's get it together. All right, but my name is Bernard Bodie. I have a passion for pastry. I fell in love with that kind of work. And from then, I just always was baking and stuff. And I know myself from a young boy.
Your story touched me, though. Mm-hmm. Because you didn't tell me this. I know you was like, how did he know this? I walked into your space. I looked you up online. I saw your father's picture, right? Mm-hmm. Walked into your space. I saw your father's picture up. And then looking around, I said, he got this kind of a craft and passion from watching his father. Talk to us about that just a little bit.
Yeah, so as I could remember from I was like, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years old, my dad always used to be baking, like from home. I could remember vividly him having me on a table and I greasing the sheet pan and the cake pans with the shortening flour in it. Like back in the day, you know, the kind of stuff. I could remember me doing that cutting cookies.
As a little boy,
yeah. I did not have interest in it, but that's what my daddy wanted me to do, right? So I just was just following orders, you know? And then,
if you want to eat, do this.
Yeah. You know, everybody like their stomach, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, you want to make sure everything's
but
straight.
But you travel with this. You've done some things professionally, and you found yourself back into this entrepreneurial space and doing things. Listen to me. I must tell you the truth, man. I admire your spirit and that sort of a drive that you have. I watch your stuff on Facebook, and I see that kind of enthusiasm, you know, I'm get your shirt tight, you know what I mean?
So don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Get your shirt tight, right?
That's
what it is. I've been watching your stuff, and I've always been you know, an admirer of people who, despite trials and tribulation, despite everything that happens in their environment, they push through. And today, you're a man of a word, man. You've committed to being able to do something with us. You showed up today, and you bring all the bread in the world. Talk to
me
about
Howard.
What you got. You got all the bread in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
And the best.
My God, you got everybody in here hungry, trying to figure out what's going on. Tell us what you got in these pretty boxes.
All right, so we brought a few samples for you today. You got the jerk chicken patty. Yes, jerk chicken patty. Get it at Platinum Pastry. We have the Conky Kong patty. You got some coffee cake there. Banana bread, coconut tart, pineapple tart, the guava glaze cake, apple crumble cake. I just bought a wide variety of everything.
He bring bread. He bring everything down here.
I just need you guys to know. I need you to shake tight. That's the motto. That's the anthem.
Go up one size. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
But, man, listen, you're on Carmichael Road, right after you pass Meat Max, if you're headed west, after you pass the Party Store, after you pass all those things, you come to Universal here, right, on the left-hand side.
Yeah, right in the plaza next
Granddaddy,
to Universal.
What's it called?
Old Dad's Plaza.
It's a
Make sure
plaza.
You go there today. Right. We have soup today, and we're making
what
some
kind of
nice
soup.
We got the pea soup, and it has turkey, ham, pumpkin cider, ribs, pumpkin. We got everything in there. Go and get your shake tight. Platinum Pastry. Yeah.
This is crazy what you're saying to me. You got, now listen, ladies and gentlemen, we just talked about the 242 day. And there's nothing more authentic than, so Dario Torelli has actually hit me up with Beer Fest and other things like that. And he said, give your guests my number. So Dario, I'll do that
all
for
right,
you, right?
All right, Mr. Dario,
so
be in touch.
He does these sort of festivals.
Uh-huh.
And this unique product, he wants to kind of put that out there. He's just texting me right
now. It only makes sense for him to have Platinum Patriots wherever he's doing.
What else he can do? Talk to me about it.
Hey, man. He want to upgrade in life, so that's why you got Platinum.
But tell me about this now. You know, see, we just talked about the fact that tomorrow is 242 day, and there's nothing more authentic than being able to have a good Bahamian soup, right?
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to go out there and pick up a good soup, tell them, does it come with Johnny bread? What do you have on the side with the soup?
You could get a nice, it comes with the roll, because we really need everybody to taste the best roll on the island.
You said it's the best bread in the world.
And, you know, but we come up with that. It comes with science from my background of being in school and stuff, and you play with it and you get it right. And, you know, it's an everlasting product, if it ever lasts that long. I had customers who went away, came back, and they say, boy, chef, I end up going away and I leave the bread and I come back and the bread's still soft and it still tastes nice and Lord of mercy, and you know,
but
and
you know
they
what's
appreciate
crazy?
It.
I walked in your store the other day and for the first time, I've never seen this anywhere else, but I walked in there and was that M&M's I saw in some of your bread? Or you got some sort of, some sprinkle or something on the top of, some bread I saw down there.
On the bread?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's the coconut raisin bread you saw.
That's had to have been something. I said, what this is on the top of this?
Yeah,
this man got everything here.
We try to be a little creative, you know. We got it down. But we have, we do plain coconut raisin and whole wheat loaf and rolls on the daily, fresh bread every day. We start about 3:30 every morning mixing bread. So it's always sold out at the end of the day. So it's just fresh bread every day consistently.
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I dedicate my life to this. I have no life. This is my life. This is what I do.
Any children?
I have one son. Shout out to my son, Breon.
You
got to
teach him how to
bake
some bread too.
He won't be a pilot, but you know, I want him to learn. So
you got to learn how to make bread.
Yeah.
My God, man, this is a family thing that you got now. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to go down to Platinum Pastries. This is my guy, man. I you know, one thing that is, somebody says, I'm heading for soup now, Howard, right? You're asking me how to get there? How much is the soup? Let them know how much
it's just at $12. Just at
$12. It's a good cup of soup.
Yeah, a good cup of soup, 24 ounce. So, you know, you get your nice big cup of soup and grab some patties and bread.
Ham, ribs.
Turkey inside there. You got
turkey.
Cassava, little piece of pumpkin in there.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. You got it, you know. We have platin in there, corn. There's a lot of stuff inside it.
It's a rich soup.
It's a rich soup.
Put a soup aside, my wife and children like that. Put two aside, we can come get it later.
Hey, shout out to my mommy the same
mommy
time.
Mommy down in the
shop. Yeah.
Put two aside,
put
I come
two
and get.
Aside for Howard.
I come in my children like
we
that.
Out, yeah.
Now, I don't eat the meat, right? I stopped eating meat for a little while. But my children love this thing.
They love it. All right.
And especially for being able to commemorate what we're doing in the Bahamas at 242 and always being able to support everything what Platinum Pastries actually does. I want to be able to come down there and do that. Now, I know a couple people can call me and say that. Now this is a limited surprise. I sure the you ain't got them big soup kitchen pot.
I mean, that's a big pot, but as long as supply lasts. $12
is a good price, I might have to tell
you
the truth.
Yeah. We try to be, you know.
I see some people's soup around here is $15. And
exactly, and they ain't have all those stuff, right?
They ain't got nothing in it.
So, yeah.
Just water. Is this Campbell's soup what they do? They need to stop, right?
we just trying to make everybody shake tight, and you want the consumers to walk out, you know, feeling satisfied.
What about your ginger lemonade and stuff like that?
All right, so we have the ginger lemonade, and we grind up the ginger and put it inside that. Really,
it's
rich.
Authentic, man. I hit the back of my throat. I couldn't believe it when I tasted that.
Yeah.
But that's good stuff?
Good stuff, yeah. And then you have some sky juice. Virgin, of course. I mean, but if you go to the store, you can talk about it. Talk to me now.
Let them know it's virgin, right?
Yeah. We on Guardian Radio, people. Let's go.
Well, listen to me. This could be a good weekend for y'all. And listen, when you go down there to Platinum Pastries, get yourself a cup of soup and put one aside for tomorrow. You maybe won't buy two or three.
It only makes sense.
Yeah, because you might want one on Saturday morning when you'll be able to do some things. But you guys are open 6 days a week. The only day you close is Sunday.
Yeah, we're closed on Sundays, and you are from 8 to 6:30. 8 to 6:30, Monday to Friday, Saturday, 8 to 5. When you walk in the store, we have a wide variety of at least 50 different items. At least 50 different items, breads and all that stuff. You can get pasta salads there. You actually do ham and tuna. It varies. You have a lot of cakes there, coffee cake, marble cake. It's affordable, you know. Very affordable.
No, I might tell you the truth. It's affordable because a lot of persons start to talk about the price of flour has
and
been increased,
eggs, and so forth.
But these things are truly affordable.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. I walked in there and I was amazed by it. My wife actually took me over to the chocolate mousse cake. What was that? The mousse?
Oh, the
was
chocolate
that Bailey's
mousse.
In
yeah.
That?
Oh, my goodness.
You got Bailey's in
Bailey's
thing, right?
Chocolate mousse. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Yeah, we got it down.
Bailey's.
We got the Sex on the Beach cake also.
All the church people who say, well, you know, I don't drink, but give me some of the rum cake.
They need that. We got the rum cake there. And they come with rum shots.
You got everything there?
Yeah. So it's Platinum Pastry, and then it's everybody else.
And you got something called a mystery cake. My children really enjoyed that also.
Yeah, the mystery cake. You got to figure out what that one is.
Mystery cake, right? So, man, listen to me. Platinum Pastries, ladies and gentlemen, you go down there for your conky conk patties. You go down there for the best bread in the city. You go down there to be able to understand that this is what young entrepreneurialism looks like. This is what that drive looks like, that determination to continue to be able to carry on a legacy that has been set aside and set up for you to push forward with. This is what it is. Go down there and support a black young Bahamian man that's doing nothing but excellence.
Don't emphasize black too much now. You look like you're trying to make fun of me now.
No, man. Come on, talk to me.
No, because you're a little red there.
No, man. All of us. We come from an environment where it's been very difficult. And the rhythm of what people have been doing, everyone will do the same thing. But you're providing a unique product. You've put, like you said, that down to a science, what this product can mean, what this product does, and how you can be able to get to a better place. Let the people know the numbers, how you can get it. Let the people know I'm on your Facebook page, so forth and so on. So if they want to find out how you can do birthday cakes, how you can do some other stuff, please let them know.
Yeah, so on every social media platform, it's Platinum Pastries. You can just Google it up or just type it in search and it'll come up. And also, I just want you guys to know we're mobile also on Wednesdays and Thursday.
Don't tell people that now. They're dead lazy. Oh, today's Wednesday.
We have a bus riding around the city just serving people, so you could always call.
Really?
You know, yeah. I actually mobile right now, but I had to make an exception to come to
Man,
the foundation.
You're a good, decent man, man. You're a good, decent man.
Definitely.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put it up on my foundation page, Foundation 242. You can be able to see this. A unique box. You got all the hearts and everything. It's beautiful.
It's all love at Platinum.
Listen, it's all beautiful. And this guy has everything here, man. Come and check out the Bodhi family down there at Platinum Pastries on Carmichael Road. Give me the numbers again.
466-8522. That's mobile. And you have the shop number is 8522. We're excited to serve you guys.
341-8522. Now, you've already heard about these particular things. You've already heard that they got the soup of the day. You already heard what they have in the soup. You heard that they got the ginger lemonade. What else you got down there in terms of drinks?
You got the sky juice. You got sky juice. Fruit punch.
Unleaded. Talk to me.
Yeah, unleaded. Yeah, and we have the fruit punch. Homemade, house-made fruit punch. You know, everything, you know. Been doing this a while, so it's just...
Can they call in and put their orders in now and then go pick it up?
We would prefer you to do that. You can call in and have your order there. That'll save time on everybody.
Mommy at the shop right now, 341-8522. It's beautiful to see families working together. I can't get my family to be able to come by me on time. It's beautiful to see families working together and making things happen like this. 341-8522. Call Platinum Pastries. Put your order in. Show up for the thing and be absolutely blown away by the taste, the flavors that exist in this particular space. My brother, you are a good and decent man. Anything else you want to kind of put out there? Who birthday you? Who are you making cake for? Any birthdays you want to celebrate?
Yeah, we have cakes. Just there's always a cake to do, you know? Mm-hmm. Every day is somebody's birthday, and every day somebody want to come to Platinum to upgrade themselves in life. So, you know, it's we're just always busy, you know? I have a couple of half-sheet cakes to do, some 9-inch, 10-inch, probably about 8 cakes to do today.
And all these things are affordable. Everything's
definitely affordable. This is Platinum Pastry.
Because that's a fear that people have, you know. Yeah. People fear that I want this thing, even though they sweet mouth, even though they want to be able to taste something nice, even though they enjoy these things as a little getaway for themselves. People are in the position where, do I spend this couple of dollars here? Do I have it? So forth and so on. At Platinum Pastries, you can afford it.
It's only right that you have a Platinum Pastry product in your possession at every given time. You want bread, you go to Platinum. It's just, you know, you want Kool-Aid, you need sugar. It's like, it go hand in hand. You need Platinum Pastry. Just need it. We started from the bottom.
We got up Kool-Aid with no sugar. What do you mean?
That's what I say. Just go hand in hand. You need bread, you go to Platinum. You need
Platinum Pastries, you go to Platinum. Sugar, right?
Yeah, you need it. Get your shake tight.
Listen.
We started from the bottom, so we're here now. So, you know.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, man, listen, this is my guy. I must tell you, it's amazing to see that we forge relationships like this. But I'm going to carry your product for you here on Small Business Thursdays, here on the foundation, to tell people about what exists in your space. We talked about this already. The things catching dust in your store, things in there in your mind and in your heart, and you don't know how to get it out. This is affordable. We ain't going to talk about that price. But I guarantee you, for the value that we're giving you, here on Small Business Thursday, you're going to be able to get that investment back. How much people call you? See, you ain't tell me about this. How much people call you since you've been on the show to get a piece of cake to get you this?
Thousands.
Man, talk to me. Tell the truth.
Thousands.
Tell the truth.
Mr. Kraft.
Don't tell the truth. Don't lie to the people.
No, I wouldn't lie to the people.
Tell the people the truth.
The phone kept ringing.
Oh, my God. Ringing. Tell the truth.
Awesome, amazing
job.
If I
charge
you
commission
now,
that'll be
a big check I got to cut.
Ladies and gentlemen,
really
go down there.
It.
This is where everyone's listening. They want to know exactly what you offer. Give us a call, 827-0111, to find out more about how you can be on. Howard, how can I get on that platform to talk about these things? 827-0111 here on Small Business Thursdays. And make sure, if you're in the Carmichael area, or if you wherever you are, if you're out east or out west, the island only 21 miles by 7. It's lunchtime now. I see the phone ringing off. Send a text. Island only 21 by 7. It's lunchtime now. Ain't that much cars on the road. Go down to Platinum Pastries now. It's right on the side. It's right on the side of Universal, right across the street from the tire shop, right there near the Scotia Bank in that plaza by the Burger King right there. When you go in there, Old Dad's Plaza, it's right there on the southern side, or if you're headed west on the left side, go there and pick up your stuff. Platinum Pastries, the best in the Bahamas. My brother, thank you so very kindly for being able to be with me today. Anything else you want to throw out there?
I just want to, that's still very important. I just follow in my dreams, and that's all I doing. And, you know, I have a great team behind me. I can't thank my mother so much just for being there and assisting me. And I just follow in my dream. This is my dream. This is what I always wanted. I started from the Cube, get the van. Now we have a store. From there, we have other locations and other outlets that we're working on. And it's just following your dream. And I just want to say, I want to add this. You have somebody, parent, listening to this, and your child may not be the most, what you want to call it, you know, the smartest or the brightest crayon in the box in school, or whatever it is, or the trade is, amen, you pursue it with them, be passionate about them, and let them be excited, and, you know, it'll work out. When I went off to school, and I was doing baking and pastry and international, I getting like 4.0. I couldn't see that in the regular school
That's
system.
Crazy. What you're saying to me, this is bananas.
Like, let them follow their dreams, whatever it might be, even it might look small. Because I never thought, even working in the hotel, that one day I'll be standing on my own. And, you know, and when I got sent to them from the hotel, when they called me back and I started doing my own thing, I was like, what? We mean, press reject on that call.
That's crazy what you're saying to me.
Yes, sir. Follow your dream. That's my dream. So we're working 70 and 18 hours a day. And a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, I don't even remember if I eat or not, and I got to think about it because I'm comfortable, I'm happy doing what I do, and I'm passionate, and I love doing what I do. So,
mother's sick.
You know, just follow your dream. It's just a dream. That's all it is.
This, you blow my mind today. I must tell you the truth.
I'm telling you.
Because I just said, I had a conversation yesterday about, to my son, I want my son to go to seminary, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but I can't, you know, shove Jesus down his throat. But I always saw this particular thing in his heart. Now, he kind of indifferent because he older than I, gals, he looking at the gals, so forth and so on. So I said to him, in life, the one thing that comes easy is when you follow your passion. Now, it may not be easy in terms of acquiring what you want. But if you could wake up every morning and do that
motivated
thing that you love.
Motivated and excited? Jesus.
If you could do that thing you love every day. You ain't never work a day in your life.
I can tell you the truth, dog. When you see that alarm get off the ground when 2:47 and the alarm go off, that must be the hardest part. But you know, once you get out the house and you get in the shop, then your day starts and you're happy. And then, you know, what makes you more happy is I meet a lot of people and a lot of strangers, and it's just a lot of love. And to know that somebody come there and they appreciate the product and the service is, you know, that's like more rewarding than anything. And, you know, I appreciate you so, so much.
My cousin texted me right now from California, say, I better not send that boy no seminary. Ladies and gentlemen, Platinum Pastries is here with the Foundation on Guardian Radio 96.9. Mr. Bodie in the house. Make sure that you check him out down at Platinum Pastries right there. Like if I'm saying to you, if you're headed west, you pass Meat Max, you pass Universal, right by the tire store to the left, Old Dad's Plaza, Platinum Pastries. Come get your shirt tight and do the thing right.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Get your shirt tight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you. On the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
February 24th, it's 242 Day.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Represent your Bahamian pride on 242 Day. Wear your national fly colors or Bahamian prints. Enjoy delicious Bahamian dishes, rake and scrape with Bahamian music, art, and entertainment all day long.
Be sure to post those photos with hashtag 242 Day, hashtag celebrate Bahamas.
Friday, February 24th, check the calendar, because it's 242 Day.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact the Business Development Officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com. Fidelity, we're good
for you. University of the Bahamas is where greatness grows. Apply now to join a community of strong learners and leaders. The deadline to apply for undergraduate admissions has been extended to Tuesday, 28th of February, 2023. The online application process is easy. Simply visit www.ub.edu.bs and click on Apply Now. You can also browse our many academic programs, and if you have questions, email admissions@ub.edu.bs. University of the Bahamas, preparing students for better lives in a dynamic global society.
Alive is rewarding its prepaid and postpaid customers because you deserve it. Become an Alive prepaid customer and get cash back in your wallet. Or switch to Alive postpaid and earn monthly credit and data so you never have to pay your bill in full again. Download the My Alive app and get rewards today. Alive, believe in best.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Howard Grant, with the Foundation Man, really chopping it down and having a wonderful conversation on this Small Business Thursday. You just heard from my very good friend. You know, we become friends because I'm sort of that type of guy. I'm open enough and vulnerable enough to let you know where we are, with a desire to be able to move forward and make some things happen. I'm really a proponent of building community. I really am. I want to see us build. And it doesn't have to be in the stereotypical or, the same manner of the traditionals of our yesteryear. We know about vulnerability. We know about being able to pull down that veil and make some things happen. So when I say to you that I'm your friend, this ain't no less text everyday thing. But know that I have your best interest in heart to be able to see you do the things that you do and be able to make some things happen and move forward. It was a very touching story that he talked about his entrepreneurial spirit and his drive, his passion. And if you're not in a space that you're fulfilling your passion, if you're one of those persons that you're waking up every day and you're saying, oh, Lord, I got to go back to this people job again, it's time for you to be able to do some introspection, to find out and realign yourself with the purpose that you were called to, because we only got a little small time here on this earth. So let's fulfill the purpose that we've been able to be called to and make some things happen. I have a really wonderful surprise. I might as well tell you the truth. I am delightfully surprised to be able to host this person. She's always been a person that I speak of and I look to as it relates to women's rights, justice, that kind of a strength and position over the years. And, I've been asking her to come with me a lot of times. We had a great interview at one point. But, you know, I can't ask her to come here every day. If I could, I would. But I'm so happy that she kind of popped up on me today. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Kendra Bow with us before. But I have a special guest. Dr. Jacinta Higgs is in the house with us today. Dr. Higgs, it's so wonderful to have you with us. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thank you so very much, Howard. It is my esteemed honor to be here with you.
It is truly a pleasure and a privilege to be able to have you sit with us today. And like I said, if you had told me you were coming, we would have cleared a whole schedule to be able to have a very good conversation about where we are. But we got some time, and with that time, let's make the most out of it. I know that you guys came here to talk to us about Akafrin, but there's some other stuff that you're doing. Talk to me about it.
Okay, so again, good afternoon, Bahamas. Thank you very much, Howard, for this divine opportunity. From March 6th to the 17th, so as of next week, as a matter of fact, I'm going earlier along with some of the women because we are meeting up with women from all around the world. about 40 women from the Bahamas, and it may even be more, but I know presently there are about 38 of us confirmed with tickets in hand and hotels. We'll be traveling to the United Nations headquarters in New York, along with Minister Obi Wilchcombe. And we'll be attending the Commission on the Status of Women, the 67th session. This is the first time since COVID that we are meeting. We can expect any given time from historical time, you could have anywhere from 30, 40,000 women from all over the world in that space. And you will have the women coming from three trajectories or three spaces: government, which is States Party. So Minister Obi Wilchcombe, and prayerfully, I'm not sure yet because I don't know the delegation list, but Minister of State should be going as well. Her name escapes me just now, Lisa Ramming, Honorable Lisa Ramming, God willing. I know she attended last year. They have an obligation. They have signed the Bahamas, successive governments. We have signed and obliged, meaning we have attended the meetings, where we would go and give a full account to leaders from around the world, from the United Nations, on what we have done for women in this country. It's a national statement that is being prepared by everyone. Make sure he gets that right. And sometimes they give him 3 minutes to speak, sometimes five. But he has to give an account, or she, whichever minister will present, will have to give an account for the Bahamas. Then women from the private sector will also be there. So the corporate world will be there as well. Because sometimes they take their monies, or sometimes they would take their monies and invest with government on certain projects where governments are falling down. And then the third sector that will be there will be women from civil society Bahamas. And so I am a director on the Civil Society Bahamas board. And so I'm going there representing Civil Society Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. So you get the government sector, the private sector, and then civil society.
Yeah.
So those, these are three things that are going to be hitting over at the UN.
United, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you say you get 38 women
confirmed
already.
Yep, to go along with him.
You know, yes. I told you, you should have given me some more time.
I understand.
Let me tell you why. Because I know that we here to talk about exactly what the Catherine is doing, and I'm excited about that. But, you know, listening to what the Honorable Janet Boswick would have said the other day to talk about women and the empowerment thereof, I've always been one of the proponents that says, well, why isn't it happening? There numerically has been more women in our society than men. And the wherewithal to make things happen is you're the seeds. You germinate this kind of an energy. Behind every successful man and organization, there is a woman that says that you can do it. And the question that I have locally within myself is that, well, why don't you do it for yourselves? And so these are some of the things that I want to kind of engage, and not for to nitpick and divide it, but to inspire and motivate the next generation to kind of get involved. So this is a wonderful, wonderful sort of incentive to step up and let women know that they can get involved in something significant.
In 2019... we attended. Minister Frankie Campbell was the minister then. I was director of the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. We took over 100 women. I want you to know that Senator Kay Forbes Smith and Jones, there was a group of women from Grand Bahama. It almost was 50-50. I'm telling you, they represented well. And they were the ones that brought successive leaders, intergenerational transmission. Grand Bahama brought about 10 young women. So I call them 20s, 30s. Then they brought students, and then also there was someone who brought a primary school child dressed in a primary school uniform at the United Nations, walking around with the Bahamas flag. It was phenomenal. So yes, intergenerational transmission is the teaching through every generation of the values that Janet Boswick talked about at CARICOM.
Yes,
I attended CARICOM, and I'm telling you, that was one of the proudest moments of my life, because while in office, Ms. Simonette and I, FAS Melvalyn Simonette and U.S. Horton, Ros Lawson Horton, and Minister, we sent her name, Janet Boswick's name, to the CARICOM, and they had about 25 distinguished women from all over the Caribbean.
And Janet Boswick
came
to the
top.
She
won the Triennial Award. I mean, when they were reading off, I got chill bumps. Even when the young girl was doing it at the CARICOM opening, I got chill bumps. Thinking about it now, I got chill bumps, because right here is a gem, is a nugget in our country.
It's changed the entire trajectory of society. Whilst we're having conversations about immigration, we're having conversations about, and she was strategic. Oh God, we can't take all the time to talk about this. But she was strategic to identify that a lot of conversations that are happening about the empowerment of sub-communities, and yet we have not seen the empowerment of women in these particular spaces. And less than until we see that. So you know I could talk about
this
alone.
And you know exactly what you're saying.
And they
become entangled, or they become, and then it becomes convoluted. And so then sometimes you miss the path. There is a success path toward this empowerment. And so if we get it mixed up, then we're in trouble. So yes, sir, she was very clear.
Well, just know that we're going to be able to come back and talk about it after the 17th, whenever you come back in March. I'd like to hear about that if you would so oblige me, if we can put it down in our calendars, whenever you're available, to come and talk about what they would have seen, what we have done, and the expectation for the next dispensation, for the next time, to encourage women to get involved. We'd like to know that. But tell me what you guys are doing over at Akafrin.
And so the segue with Akafrin is this. So I'm doing that. So at Akafrin, that's there 12 years now. I was going along just trying to teach and inculcate the beauty of the Black child, the divinity of God that resides in the Black child, having been taught at the highest level the Western Euro white European curriculum from England, juxtapose or alongside what happened to our ancient African wisdom and values and teachings from the hieroglyphs. And so for me then, it's now merging, coming together. So November, I took three children from Akafrin International Academy to Egypt, with the COP27, but they also went to COI. COI is the Conference of Youth. So Howard, don't ask me why. The parents paid. The school gave monies toward it as well. It was phenomenal. It was 21 days. They had classes virtual there while in Egypt. We went to the pyramids. So again, all of this is connecting to the ancient African wisdom and values.
This is crazy.
Three children. So they went to COI and they met with thousands of children all over the world. They went ahead. So we went one week. That's why we went for 3 weeks, because that 1 week was with the children. Those young children thought about everything for the environment, the planet and the ocean and the land. Then they put it in a draft document, and that document went to COP, the COP27, all the leaders of the planet. All prime ministers and presidents, heads of states of the governments.
So the next generation has identified some issues.
They have already, yes.
Deduce what those issues are. Put it down on paper.
That is correct.
Right? This sounds like some Habakkuk 2 and 2.
My God.
They put it down on paper. Yes, it is. They're preaching quickly.
Yes, it is.
They put it down on paper, and for the next dispensation to see exactly what's what, they can read it and run with it. It's an amazing thing.
And now I want to take a few to Dubai. Dubai, it's going to be in Dubai, November coming, and then I still won't go back to Egypt because I need my students. See, I ain't know about school, but I need the children whose parents are investing for them to come to Akafrin to know whence we rule. I need them to see. I need them to see the Hatshepsut temple. I need them to see Ramses temple. I need them to see Nefertari. I need them to see this black woman with her hair braided. I took a little girl with me. Evadronik. Evadronik hair was braided straight down the side, you know, braided. Because, you know, you go for traveling. And everybody kept looking at her and saying, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. Sometimes you can't understand. They're just looking at her. When we went to Nefertari's temple, oh, my God, the same little child of Adrenaline, as if we took her face and put it on the statues there. And again, talking about greatness. And so Akafrin then, the United. So this is not me. God is my judge. I just taken them because I need them to help save the planet. The planet has a fever. If it goes up 1.5 degrees more, we will all die. 1.5 mitigation to stay alive. That's how serious this is. Every day you will see chunks, mountains of ice, glaciers breaking off, coming into the ocean and melting, and then they're now going, water's going to find its lowest level. It's going to find its own level. And the Bahama Islands are pegged the United Nations to be the first set to start becoming surrounded with water, overtaken by water.
You know what is an amazing thing? Just to talk about Akafrin, just to talk about this idea of being able to bring women together, I've recognized that there are some tangibles and intangibles. And a lot of the architects have been really consumed with the tangibles, the building stuff, the manufacturers, the industrial revolution, so forth and so on. But there is coming a revolution, a time when there needs to be introspection and finding out how to heal the broken man and getting back with the alignment of the universe and getting back with the aligning of who we are in this space. And so when I hear spaces like this and things like this happening, especially over at the Catherine and what you're doing, it really says to me that all of us are sensitive spiritually and understand that there needs to be realignment. Talk to me.
United Nations last September told all ministers of education around the planet that they can no longer just offer the curriculum that we have. They said it is becoming dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. You're talking about alignment with the universe, with God Almighty, for us, with our ancestors, our pure ancestors who were holy and worked hard and honest. What is the historical lineage and legacy and connection? So this is not Jacinta. I ain't that big to do this. The UN told schools, ministers of education, to now introduce classes with the environment, with the blue economy, which is the ocean. Mm-hmm. The World Ocean Day is right now going on. So I didn't go to that one because I'm going now to the one for women. Mm-hmm. They said, please teach them about the forest and the environment. That's why you see people are rowing, saying, we are cutting down the trees are the lungs for the planet. Mm-hmm. So if the Amazon and if us here in the Bahamas continue just cutting the trees down, talking about burning coal, woe be unto us. Mm-hmm. We will create then a space of desolation and destruction. So they are saying, please introduce a couple little segments of the curriculum for this. They're saying, please introduce indigenous education. So this is where Afrocentric come in. So I'm very proud of Pearl Baker at the Ministry of Education and Honorable Glenys Santa Martin, because they are now doing this. There's a whole team of them working to see how we could align our curriculum. In Fox, I was in the bank yesterday, and Mr. Warren Davis, my schoolmate, he's working on the Fox Hill Committee. He said, Dr. Teagues, I come into you this year. We need you to make sure that Fox Hill history is written for the 50th anniversary. Because mm-hmm. there ain't no more talking. Ain't just you want to talk, radio talking this. I want my children and my grandchildren to read this. And mm-hmm. so I agreed. I'm working with, and Ms. Bo is helping me in terms of regards to the books. So I'm saying that to say to you, with a Kefren, on the 25th of January, was World Education Day. And they are mm-hmm. now asking, have you all introduced it yet? Have you begun to teach the children? So I know we have Kefren Ambassadors, mm-hmm. which deals with youth climate change ambassadors. So then we in Fox Hill, then they asked on the 27th, I think, or 26th, they had World Environment Day. And on that day, they're asking again, anything? So what on World Environment Day, a Kefren International Academy launched the Caribbean Youth Environment Network. CYEN is a regional organization logged, registered with the United Nations, and now our students, we just had a representative travel free to Trinidad to represent the Bahamas. And so we also went to Egypt representing CYEN, even though thankfully the Bahamas government, I travel along with the Bahamas delegation, thanks to the Prime Minister. So a Kefren is trying to merge, to embrace education that is functional.
You can't leave. We got to take a commercial break, but you got to stay here. Don't go nowhere. Amen?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Praise God. Stay here. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM, you know we got to take a little break for news, to get back to it and pay some bills with the commercials and whatnot. But, you know, this is a very interesting conversation. Oh, my God. Y'all don't pop these things on me no more. Amen? You got to let me know in advance so I can spread the time out to know, because I know what I want to talk about with you guys. Guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant and the Foundation on this beautiful Small Business Thursday. So excited to be with you, chopping it down. I'm waiting on my next guest to come in. It's an amazing thing that we actually started this conversation. Chris Davis is going to be here with us to be able to carry on. You know, he's been on his path, going back to Ghana, doing some stuff. So we're going to have that further conversation. It's just, it's sort of a divine thing that we're doing. They don't even know this, right? So Chris Davis is here. Chris, I'm waiting on you to be able to come in here and tell us about that trip and be able to get those things down. But in the studio with me today, I have Kendra Bo. You heard her be with us before. I think 2 Mondays ago she sat with us, and it was a phenomenal show. I must commend her. I'm right here commending her for all the things that she's done. And none other than, you know, the great. I mean, the greatest. I really do appreciate her spirit and her energy, just the light that she brings in every room that she's in. None other than Dr. Jacinta Higgs. Dr. Higgs, I thank you so much for being with us. Now, when we left off, because we ain't got much time, but I want to be able to get to these things. You've been talking to us about some stuff. And even on the break, we talked about this sort of a realignment for introspection and understanding where we are to get to the vision that was cast for us. We talked about the fact that even in right now, the year of our Jubilee, there's supposed to be some things happening that we don't necessarily see happen. How do we get the UN's perspective, the government's perspective, your personal responsibility for being able to talk about some of these subsectors that are happening? Even when you go to UN, you talked about the history of what's happening, even from 2019, your expectations for next year. But you talked to us and kind of blew our mind for what a Catherine is doing. Going to Egypt, carrying little young black, and I just stick a pin. Let me just let you know this: from you open your mouth and the radio, and said this is what a Catherine is doing and what you're intending to do next year. There needs to be an opportunity for me to send my children to, because my God, I want my baby girl to go Egypt too. Amen. She can need to know, because she thinks she's a little light skinned. She need to get her life together. We are Negro. We got to fix this. So I want her to be able to go. I want my sons to go. And so tell us what a Catherine is doing in this particular space.
So in this space, again, we are embracing the United Nations guidelines. But this is not just United Nations, because, again, a Catherine started 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. We are linking the skills of children with the science of knowledge, scientia, that's knowledge, mm-hmm. with their spirit. Mm-hmm. So the divine purpose for which they were born, we are linking it with their passion and their profession. And so again, in November of this year, we want to visit Dubai, where they will be holding the COP28 conference and COI18 for young children regarding climate change activists. But also, Howard, I just want to say this before I guide it to Ms. Bo. I would have never, only a fool would have built a small private school 2 minutes from St. Augustine's. I can literally throw a rug there. And I'm from the class of 83, class of 83. 2 minutes from Kingsway, 3 minutes from QC, 2 minutes from Charles W. Sanders, 4 minutes from St. Anne's, and 6 minutes from St. Andrews, some of the top premier educational institutions in the country. Only a fool, but I'm in the middle of all of them, literally geographically in the middle. But a cavern was built because Monsignor Preston Moss and Father Patrick Holmes from St. Anselm's, when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, they guided, trained, prepared, developed, had retreats for me and my set. And I'm coming an era where Monsignor Moss says, don't touch nothing if you don't pray about it. So therefore, and he shared with us, God, you have no eyes but ours. No hands. Now, they made me sing the song when I was saying, how is this possible? What is the song saying? And Monsignor Moss guided us to say, if we don't do it, don't expect for it to be done. And so the divinity of God in each child is what I tap into first at a Catherine. So that's what it is. So that's why that school is in the niche. And so therefore, spiritually, something happened to us. Something happened 400 years ago. And we were damaged, we were broken, we were separated. We had men go in with their girls to produce children, the Mandingo man. This is historical. They were used. He was the man to get more babies to produce. They had him going with his sister, his mother. It was not irrespective. And so our spirits became broken process, but yet it survived. It survived. And so we want to resurrect then the spirit of kingship and sovereign. That's why when my headpieces and I do that. I intentionally do that. And that's what I told women to be the headpiece in the church. So don't touch nothing if you ain't praying. Anybody else who do it, don't care what amount of business, woe be on to you. It
you
will
see why
manifest.
I love you so bad?
It will manifest. Now watch the passage is the spiritual guidance that Miss Bo will talk about. And so if a person's interested in coming to a Catherine to bring your children, yes, we surround any school that tell your child they didn't pass the test, bring them to a Catherine. Bring them to a Catherine. We will work with you even in terms of minimal. I have a parent, this is no joke. She will come and she'll pay $100 every month, $100 every month. And I give them scholarships as well. Some persons, they will pay monthly as opposed to coming up with a large fee. But there is an entrance exam this Saturday coming at the school. And guess what? Email us, info, at a Catherine, A-K-H-E-P-R-A-N. And the word Catherine means resilience and transformation. So we are about this. Monsignor Moss told us that again. Spiritual transformation and rebirth.
There's a affair that has kind of been birthed out of a naivete, not necessarily real knowledge about these things. A fear that floats in the media perspective that says, oh, or there's darkness, or there's this, there's that. They know that there's something spiritual about the school, but don't necessarily know how to ascribe this thing.
Self-hate, self-negation. I was the only black woman in my class in the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, only black woman. They had two black men from Ethiopia, and they were persons from almost every ethnic race. And when they asked all of us to go back as far as we could, I had to go back to Christopher Columbus, 1492. Then I had to come from UB and tell him, please, Mr. McDonald, help me find myself. Thank God, mommy them and Foxhill used to celebrate Foxhill Day Street. They have made us to hate ourselves and be afraid of the blackness. But we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. When you go to eat, you'll see in terms of the civilizational agenda. And so at a Catherine, I'm Roman Catholic. I said, Monsignor, God rest his soul. I will forever thank God for him and Father. There were other priests along the way. Right now, Father Clark continues that for me, Noel Clark, at St. Anselm's. And so I thank God for them. But the Madonna, the Vatican. When Archbishop Patrick Pinder received his pallium, he and Archbishop Burke, they went. So me and my husband, we staunch Catholics and, you know, sure enough. There goes the big black woman, the big fat Madonna.
Aunt
with
Jemima.
The black, that Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima. And, no, and notice how they've made that, you know, even though
demonized it.
They have demonized her.
Yeah.
But by George Howard, I'm a big fat black woman from Foxhill. And I can tell you who I am from the Yoruba tribe. Thank God for big, dark Dr. Cleveland Aeneas, the grandfather who wrote the book Bane Town. Mm-hmm. And in there, there's a powerful chapter on Foxhill. So you see, when you know who you are, mm-hmm. I can walk and smile, and I can walk in any space and absorb and give back good energy. Okay. So knowing yourself. So wow. Miss Bo, quickly, she will talk about right the passage.
Tell us about
just a little bit, tapping into.
Take a mic for me, please. Cut on a mic for me, please, right here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. So just tying in to Dr. Higgs so beautifully said, when you know who you are,
And I think that is the whole premise of what a Kefren International Academy is all about. It's getting identity. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Rite of Passage is about. And Rite of Passage is a part of the curriculum they are at. We just held an event for the 9th and 12th graders that serves as a Rite of Passage event for the 9th graders who are graduating grade 9 and who are going out now into what we call the real world. But it's about that identity and knowing yourself. And you cannot embrace another culture, another set of people until you are able to embrace your own. And so I think if you look at the black man anywhere, always see the black man grappling with this sense of identity. And you see other cultures saying, okay, y'all trying to take what's ours. No, that ain't, you know, so you see on social media and you see a basketball player just got into trouble for it and different things. And they're saying, oh, you're trying to take what's ours. But I think when we go through our formalized set of rites of passage, there is a sense of identity that no one can take from you. And when you receive that, there's an empowerment to black excellence, that you're kings, you are queens. We didn't start with slavery. You know, we came from something even prior to that. And that's a part of what a Kefren International is all about in placing in. And I just want to speak just a little bit to what you shared a little bit about when you talk about people, this misnomer, I would say, as it were, when they think about the school and they think about African heritage. It was Ali Nash who spoke about seasoning, something that was done to the slaves, and it was called seasoning, which is where anything that had to do with blackness, in terms of you loving yourself and one another, they were seasoned other than what it was. So you're conditioned to say anything that is black, anything that is positive, it's to change that and to look at it as a negative. Mm. And so it's reclaiming. So you heard Dr. Hicks talk about the resurrecting. You're reclaiming the essence, the truth, the genesis of who we are, or what we did, what we accomplished, and now placing that in. And so now they can go forth and they can reproduce that greatness.
I always feel like leadership should acknowledge, and we're going to take this break, guys, but I always feel like leadership should acknowledge the fact that, and I'm talking about black leadership, especially here in the country, that should acknowledge the fact that slavery has happened and there is a significant turmoil, sort of tribulation that still exists within the DNA of the black man.
Yes.
And there should be not necessarily restitution, but as repair. There should be an opportunity for us to repair.
Yes.
Right? How do we repair? We have to confront it, we have to acknowledge it, and we have to kind of work at being the best us.
Yes.
And that has to be conscious.
I hear there is some work, I think, in South Africa that's being done in terms of that, where like there are direct confrontations that are taking place where conversations between the black and the white South Africans for that same purpose in terms of bring about repair.
Julie, you mean mm-hmm. the apartheid time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, ladies, I want to thank you all so very kindly. You've really given us an airful today, and I thank you so much for being able to stay behind to talk about these things. I want you all to come back now.
Give
the school information. Go ahead.
So again, the entrance exam for Kefren International Academy is this coming Saturday at 9:30 at the school, which is located Bernard Road and Grant Street, right next to Mike's Chinese. It is the two-story brown building. You cannot miss it. You have the African symbols that are on the school, the Adinkra symbols.
I promise you, Everybody knows where that is.
Yeah. And so right there at 9:30, if you want your students to be a part of this and to receive this level of training, I don't know of any other school where students are going to Egypt.
Give me a number.
Okay. And so 324-9212. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can contact the school. 324-9212.
324-9212.
Yes. Okay. And then info, I-N-F-O, at a Kefren, A-K-H-E. PRAN.com, so they can get their application forms.
324-9212. You were about to give me another number.
324-8683.
8683.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God bless you, Howard. Thank you so
very much. Thank you all. Come on,
foundation.
Listen, you
foundation.
Gotta come back.
Yes. For the next 50 years. So foundation, we in this year, spiritually, for the next 50 years. Because this is where a lot of things have to happen. If we cannot articulate as government, civil society sector, and private what happened for the past 50 years and what is now going to happen for the next 50 years collaboratively, PLP, FNA, DNA, COI, whatever it is, if we refuse to do that by July of this year, then woe be unto us.
My God. It sounds prophetic. This is heavy stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Kendra Boy, thank you so very kindly for being with us. Dr. Jacinta Higgs, it has been an absolute pleasure and an honor to sit in your presence to kind of get this knowledge. I want you guys to come back. We're going to get more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know about Ocafrin. We're going to take this commercial break and get back, but we'll be talking more about Ocafrin. The numbers to dial again for the entrance exam that's happening Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday
at 9:30.
Saturday at 9:30.
324-9212.
324-9212, 324-8683, and info at akhepran.com, info at akhepran.com. Guys, it is so wonderful. I thank you so much for kind of tuning in. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has set the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
If you've got a sweet tooth, come and get a sweet treat. Platinum Pastries, something sweet, something savory, and all around delicious. Come and get a taste of our famous conky, conk patties, danishes, cheesecakes, and the island's best bread. Freshly baked daily. Homemade cookies, ginger lemonade, or a little gullywash. 6 days a week. We've got it all. Platinum Pastries, Carmichael Road West in the Old Dad's Plaza. Open 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. weekdays and 8 to 5 on Saturdays. Get your orders in today at 341-8522 or 466-8522.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here on Guardian Radio, really being able to chop it down. My phone licking off today. You don't need to stop it. Listen. I know you could hear me on the radio. I know you could hear me on the radio. The phone is licking off today. 827-0111. That's my personal line. That's the Help Me Howard line that we use to kind of get out there and get some people out there to really be able to connect with people. Now, listen, for God's sake, can you let Howard be off on Saturday and Sunday? For God's sake, I mean, talk to me. Howard is going to church at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. And I do my best to sleep till at least 9:30 on Saturday. Amen? Can you give me a little... I ain't gonna fight you. But can you at least send me a text or a voice note? I will get back to you. Don't fight me to call me 68 times. I just want sleep. Right? I wake up 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning. You gotta... Let me sleep Saturday. Amen? We can be able to do that. But I'm waiting on my guest. I haven't heard from him. I hope everything is well. I know that he was supposed to be here. He and I had a very clear conversation, a very good conversation about some of the things that he was doing, off in Ghana. And, you know, some of the strides that he's been making over there. Now, you've heard Chris with me on all my platforms, right? All my platforms. He has sat with me in every space that I've had an opportunity to go to, because I've always been interested in his message about, you know, where we are and this sort of acknowledgement. Not with fear, but with just a very, with clarity of who we are and moving with this sort of a strength to make some things happen. He's done something and sent this information to me. With Sankofa Flamingo, there's been a new release come out with Sankofa Flamingo. It's called Black Rise. And Black Rinse. And, you know, the information he has here, but I can't tell you, you know, with depth and detail. Chris, if you're out there and you can't make it, if it's traffic, please give me a call. 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259, or 323-6232, any one of those numbers, because I know that you were supposed to be here and you kind of geeked up, really excited about being able to do it today, and so was I, to kind of see you here sitting with me. I haven't seen you in a long time. So give me a call and let me know where you are. I hope everything is okay. Or hit me up with a text, 422-4796. Let me read a couple of these texts. It says, and these was from the show that we did a little earlier. It says, great show as usual, Howard. Can't get bust up on the job, right? No, he didn't. He didn't bring any of the golf. And he said everything that he has over at Platinum Pastries is unleaded. So just calm down, right? Calm down, Jamal, right? You just got to calm down, right? But he's very good, right? He says, ask them if they have any guava duff. They do have guava duff. He says, not raisin and duff. Guavas, right? Yeah, they do, right? He says, name the store and the location, please. What is the name of his store, please? It's called Platinum Pastries in the Old Dad Plaza. When you're headed on Carmichael Road, you're headed west. After you pass the Plaza where Scotia Bank is, after you pass Burger King, after you pass the tire shop, it is immediately at your left. The third door to the left, right, almost dab square in the middle on the side of the number place, you'll see his spot. When you walk inside, he always kind of greets you. He has some fever grass tea or some ginger something set up there. And, you know, sometimes he actually gives you a cup complimentary on the house, so you can be able to do that. He says, hey, Howard and guests, I live in Carmichael Road area, and I welcome Platinum Pastries to the community. They have some of the best pastries that I've ever tasted, and in a family-friendly environment. I also love the free fever grass, like I just told you, the free fever grass tea. Thank you very much, Platinum Pastries. And these are the guys talking about those things. Man, listen to me. And I think I'm kind of qualified to tell you if food good or not, right? I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Talk to me, right? I think I'm qualified to tell you if these things are good, if you can be able to do that. You know, because people that offer you things and say, well, how would we cook it? You ever see around Thanksgiving time? People, yeah, well, how would you buy a plate? Excuse me, ma'am. You think as I big, I just eat everybody food? You need to stop it, miss. I never see you cook a day in your life. All your churn skinny. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear, right? I must eat your food? Stop it. These people won't push food. they won't push food on you, right? Because you look big. They say, what's to the fellas? I already on the line to go to Wendy's, right? The fella will send me food. All these people in line, you come to me. I tell him, I say, watch him come right to me, right? You think it's people big, they just want your food, sir? Take your own mango and stop it. I don't want your food. But I can tell you one thing. Platinum Pastries got the thing together. Go down there to Platinum Pastries. When you're headed west, Uncle Michael, on the left-hand side, go there, check out the Conky's Kong Patties in the land. The good bread. Now, I can be honest. I have not had his bread. He's been kind of boasting. He said, Howard, I made the commercial for him. And he's like, Howard, you got to fix that, man. We got to have more emphasis on the bread. Right? So I say, this man keep pushing this bread. And to talk about it being down to a science, he left a little something here for me. I know my kids will devour this. And we can be able to do that. I'm always grateful, man. I can tell you the truth. I'm always grateful. And I'm more than happy to talk about your product. I told you I come from small business. Howard, why are you doing this? Is this a ploy? I told you I come from small business. We're giving you almost $1,500 of value to sit here on the radio, to play your commercial, to construct your commercial for less than 30% of that. I'm telling you the truth, man. I'm just telling you the truth. We are chopping that thing down for you. I told you that my guys are upset with me. They say, Howard, man, you're shooting yourself in your foot. This is Guardian Radio. People know the caliber and the quality, so forth and so on. I know that. And I know what responsibility that we have here to be able to ensure that our stakeholders are satisfied here to show that management understands that the show is profitable. But there's also a commitment that I've made, even with the spirit and idea of the show, to be a force for the community, to be a voice for the community, to be a platform for the community. And all I'm saying to you, while you see this as commercialism, this is an opportunity to get on that platform. Stop playing and jiving and playing games. That's all I want to say. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to brainwash you into this. I just need you to know the man told you his phone and my phone going off simultaneously. He's sitting here on the radio. He's sitting here and his phone, ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding. I'm watching his phone vibrate on the table. While he's sitting here on the radio, people trying to get cake right now. You know you're all sweet mouth. People are listening. I don't care how long. I put something on Facebook Marketplace, right? I put something on Facebook Marketplace to sell some. I bought some epoxy to put on my counter in the kitchen. Like, you know, the two-part epoxy, the A and B, you put it together, mix it, and then it gives you this sort of a clear, hard coat that you can put on the thing. I bought it to put on my kitchen counter, right? I'm like crafty like that, right? So, but then I said, you know what? I tried to seal the table in a particular manner, but it kept steeping through. So I had these kind of two bottles, A and B bottles that I purchased epoxy from one of the stores, right? Almost cost me $200. I bought the thing. I took a picture of it and I put it on Facebook Marketplace trying to sell it. I'm telling you the truth because I ain't using it no more. So I tried to sell it. I didn't give the people a discount. I say, well, I want the $195 I spent for it no more. Bring me $180. Bring me $175. Let's have a conversation. The thing been sitting there for 2 months now. 2.5 months. 2.5 months, the people keep calling me, how much is it? And after I tell them the price, they obviously don't know the price in the store. After I tell them the price, they don't even hit me back no more. I got the epoxy sitting in my closet, ain't never touched. I never cracked the seal. And I can't sell it. But here, watch me. In this particular space, we're not going to use it like a Facebook Marketplace. But if you come with decency to talk about the history of how your business started, the sort of endurance that you have, that story today was an amazing story. He ain't never tell me that. Me and the man talking straight through, he was scared to come on the radio. He never told me this story. This story that I can be able to relate with and identify with. This story that after some youthful nights when I was at the hotel, you know, we was, I'm from 8 Mark, let's just be decent, and Granton heavy in my blood. My grants used to have a little taste back in the day. Let's just be very clear about what I'm saying. Amen? So in my youth, Gordon's and Gilby's was my good friends. Amen? I just want to be very clear, right? Growing up, trying to be able to find my identity in my 20s and 30s. I'm sorry, not 30s, my 20s, my very early 20s, right? I'd go out and I ain't get to bed until 4:30 in the morning, right? I got to be to work for 7. I get to bed at 4:30. I sleep till 5:30, maybe 6 o'clock. I got to go from 8 Mile Rock to Lucaya. I sleep till 6:15, get up, take a bath, and I am singing in the tub with an hour and a half, less than an hour and a half, almost 2 hours sleep. I'm singing in the tub. Excited about the possibilities that I can meet today. And recognizing that I found something that I can do naturally. It's a natural thing for me to sit in these spaces, to have conversations, to talk about these things, to meet new people. I would meet someone from, I don't know, walked up and I could see that you're from Boston. Well, how can you tell? I see your accent. I watch enough movies. I met enough people. I met the entire world standing behind a desk. I was always excited about it. And that's how I knew that this is something that I loved. And almost every aspect of my personality and the character that has been developed over time has attached or been involved with some level of tourism or customer service. That's how you know you're doing what you love. And if you're not doing what you love, if you out here mad that you got to wake up every morning to go out here, oh, Jesus, I up again? My God, I get up again. You wanna die? You better die than to get up to go to work. You got to reevaluate some things. That's all we saying. And I can need my good guy, Ahmad Rashad Thompson, to come back from a human resource perspective to talk to you about realignment and find out whether or not you're in the right space. We talked about him some time ago with Pivot and Astute Talent Management, being able to do some stuff like that. Let's just talk about it, guys, and be very clear about where we're going. Guys, I want to take a commercial break and get back and talk about these things, but this is Small Business Thursday. We're going to give you a little time. We talked about it before. We're going to give you a little time. Last week, someone should have reached out to you guys, but last week, we opened up the lines in the last 15 minutes or so to give you maybe a minute and a half or so to talk about where your business is, to forge some stuff. Let's see if we can be able to continue that today. I'm going to throw the numbers out there. If you want to talk about your business, if you want to talk about where you are, this is considered one of the things that we're going to do as a community platform on this Small Business Thursday to really let persons know who you are, where you are, and how we can get those things done. But know that someone's going to call out to you so we can formalize that relationship and make some things happen going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio with Howard Grant, the Foundation. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back. Right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The
Foundation. Fidelity. We're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
At Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich you love, but make it blackened. Marinated in Popeyes blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet is fried to perfection without the breading, served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, really being able to chop it down on this beautiful Thursday. This is Small Business Thursday. Before we go to the lines, I know you guys are kind of eager to do the you see the lines lit right up like a Christmas tree in there. You guys know what to do. Give us a call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, to talk a little about your business. Now, don't tell me all about your Grammy and Annie and Daddy. And we're going to leave that for an opportunity to come into the studio. But talk to me about your business, what it does, and how we can be able to get some things. That before we go to the line, let me talk about one thing. You know, we had Shernard Sherman on last week, Sure Tech, right? Sure Nerd or Sure Tech that we had on last week. And he talked to us about two of the things that he was actually doing with his business. Now, he gave us an opportunity to kind of do some stuff, right? He said to us, Howard, if you could put some stuff out there, persons could kind of sign up with 242 card. Let me see if I can give you the right thing, right? He gave us a thing, right? He said 242webcart.com, 242webcart.com. Put your email in there. We can get to you. And Howard, you can be able to choose two persons, one to win an iPhone and the second person to win a repair of any phone that they have, right? He prefers it to be an iPhone, but I ain't gonna fight them. He sent me all the emails. This is almost about 60 persons, right? All the emails of persons who've actually signed up. So if you're going to run to 242webcart.com now for ShemTech, right? S-H-E-M Tech. If you're going to be able to look for that now, it's closed off. The first person who I choose, I'll be able to send to him now. This is out of 60. I don't know if you guys are listening to it. These are out of 60 people. The first person who I choose right now will win a iPhone. Now, he'll tell you what type of iPhone you've won when he reaches out to you. I'm going to give him these names today. Now, looking at these emails, and I'm looking for the oldest email, because obviously you're going to need some money. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. These Hotmail and Live.com. Yeah, you're going to need to come into the century because you need to stop it, right? I'm looking at this right now. I'm looking at this like, listen, Yahoo.com, y'all need to stop. MSN.com, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. So I'm looking at this, right? Let me see if I can be able to choose one, right? Let me be as decent as possible. All right. No, I can't go that one. All right. AlanWayne22@Hotmail.com. Let me write that down. AlanWayne22@Hotmail.com. Let me write that down for you, Shem. If you're listening, Shem, I know you're listening. Alan, AlanWayne22 at Hotmail. He's going to be the first winner for us, all right? So Alan, Wayne22, you've won yourself an iPhone, and Shem's going to reach out to you to give you more details of how you can be able to pick up your stuff and see exactly what's what. And the second person that we're going to be able to do is Lisa_1015@Hotmail, right? Lisa_1015@Hotmail. You two guys won some stuff. He's going to be able to reach out to you and tell you exactly what's what. We got to give kudos to ShemTech, doing wonderful stuff. If you need your phone repaired, if you need those things to be taken care of, we're going to be able to do that. Last week, we got a very good call. We got two good calls. Community Hardware, we're looking to formalize that relationship with you guys. And Accretio Hair Growth. They just call me and say, Howard, what happened? Ain't nobody call us. Somebody should be calling you today to be able to get these things done. Now, last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to give you an opportunity. The lines are wide open, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You can be able to give us a call and tell us about your business. Calling on the line, good afternoon. Welcome to Small Business Day.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
What's up, Sparky? It's you.
Boy, let me tell you something. I don't know why I give in one of them things, but anyway.
What'd you say?
I can tell you one thing I really want. I really called you because you sort of like, you wake me up out of my sleep just now.
What's up?
You laugh and you giggle and you carry on so bad as a talk show host. I really wanted to compliment you on your personality as a talk show host, because, you know, customer service, what you want to talk about. I always wonder in the Bahamas as I go around, it seemed that the younger generation has lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service was my thing during all my years of employment. I was basically most of the time in my life in the customer service field. Mm-hmm. Then I had the telco and Delta International Bank, whatever else have you. I always enjoyed that position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with customers while you're working with them. You chit-chat and you're laughing. And they say, well, how you can do your work and laugh and talk with the customer at the same time? It has to be a knack you have, you know. You have the natural ability to deal with being a talk show host and customers at the same time.
Mm.
You know, I found it out when I first came out of high school. My first job was dental technology. We had three guys. We sat in a little room. And I don't know if you know what dental technology is.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys when you take your impressions from the dentist. It goes to a lab. From the lab, they make up the false teeth, the dentures, the inlays, the crowns, the gold teeth, and all that type of thing. And they start the process with wax. And from wax, they pour it into a mold. With the, then you make it out the acrylic, the porcelain, and this and that and that. And you end up with this thing looking just like a tooth. What they put over the fresh, the portion that they left in your gum. But the problem with that job was, it was only you and three guys sitting in this little room all day, just carving and listening to music. But when I came out of that and I moved into customer service, especially into Telco, dealing with customer service in the cellular department, you had the chance, like you deal with, you can sit and while you're working, talk with the customer, both of you laughing, and before they go to their car, their phone's up and running. And, you know, keep it up, good buddy. You are a dynamite host, and I know plenty of people enjoy your show.
I keep appreciate you, Mike Sparky, man.
And Bahamians out there, when
Thank
we
you.
Come to your place of business, remember what they always taught me, Howard. The customer is always king.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a problem at home with your family,
leave it
your
on.
Husband, your wife, don't bring it on the man job.
Yeah.
Make sure that customer feel pleased when he leave there and want to come back looking for you.
Yeah.
Customer is king.
Yeah.
242 tomorrow, Howard.
Absolutely. Sparky, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend. Well, you know, it ain't a weekend yet, but, you know, some of us just get started a little early. Guys, the lines are wide open to tell me about your business. I see the lines lit up. And I don't know if you put it down because you hear Sparky. You say, well, Jesus, he can talk long, right? Well, give me a call, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4259. This is an opportunity for you to get your business out. I mean, I don't work for you. This is for you to be able to talk about your business. So if you see fit to talk about your business, please give me a call. Let me see if I can read a couple of these things. It says, hey, Howard, that's Bodie, and I tried his Conky Kong patty. It was amazing. This is some text that's coming through. It says, what's the difference of using an old meme email there? Are there features that cause emails not to be sent? Just asking because I don't know. No, you're asking because you have an old email. You need to stop it at AOL.com. You need to stop it. Nobody. Okay, listen, I've had all of those also. But, you know, things change over the years. So I'm at actually Gmail for space, for capacity at this particular time. I only make a little fun of you. Don't be mad at me, right? So send that stuff in and let's talk about those things. Now, I don't see my guests. I don't know. I don't see him. I haven't heard from him. I try to call him. I don't see him. But, you know, Chris, know that all you always have an opportunity to be able to sit in this space with me to talk about, you know, any of the adventures and some of the things that you're doing off the island in terms of representing us and just truly trying to find the history of where we are and where we need to be. There's an opportunity here for you to be able to do that. We can always be able to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all, man. I don't want to belabor the point because I don't want anybody to say that, you know, sound like you're begging. No, if you don't understand the value of, if everyone could come in this space and tell you the value and sort of the instant gratification of sitting in this particular space with us, right? In this midday space on this station that the country knows about. Let me tell you why, and not just the country, the world. I'm going to read this here for you. You think this is a game, right? It says, this was to Bernard Boding. This was a text that came through to me from him, right? Sending you love from Dubai, BJ. So very proud of you. Dad is smiling. Continue to do well. That's for Platinum Pastries. This is a text that came in from Dubai. Man, I can't even get no amen. I don't even know where to clap. You put a clap on it right there. Because I preach in better than y'all clapping. What I'm saying to you is that this space reached far and wide. Didn't we just have a conversation with someone from Atlanta? Someone from Florida? I've always gotten calls from Brave Stewart. I think he passed away. May God bless his soul and, you know, watch over his family. But he was here home for Bimini, and he has always listened to me in every one of my platforms, every single day. There are persons who've moved off that listen to us, and there are persons that are here that is listening to this space every single day. Please, speak about your product with pride. Come onto the radio and understand that you're not just speaking to the internet or to the ethos. You're speaking to your people, people who know you, people who support you, people who've been watching you, and they want to know about your strides that you've been making, whether or not you're getting somewhere. Because a lot of people really make a determination about this God that you serve based upon you, you know, because they can't see him in heaven. They look at you. They make a determination as to whether or not you're on the path that you're supposed to be on and doing the things that you're supposed to be doing by being able to do some stuff. They're watching you. They make a determination whether or not this is a good God that you serve by looking the way that you live. Because tribulations can come to all of us. But where's your determination? Where's your commitment to these particular things? I'm seeing a telephone call come through. Right? Watch it. I'm seeing a telephone call come through. Antonio Cleaning Business, please give me a call at 323-6232. You only got a couple of minutes now. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's the numbers you call. Let everyone hear you on the radio. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's the numbers that you call. Is a caller on the line? Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, help me out. What are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. Turn your radio down a little, Taste.
I'm turning it off. Yeah, you were supposed to call me back to come on the show, and you never called me back.
I can have somebody call you today.
Please do, please. I want to come on probably next week.
But tell us about your business.
Well, I own a cleaning business, and we clean everything, tiles, carpet, upholstery, driveways, roofs, car upholstries, sofas again. Yeah, we do everything. We clean everything, cars and all.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're mobile. You could be able to come clean my car right here. Talk to me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. While you're on the show, we come and clean it for you.
I just got to let
you
know.
When you finish the show,
my truck dead, dirty. Well. People say,
and
Jesus.
And five-star cleaning services.
People say, Jesus, that's how I want a dirty truck. Yes, that's me. And the only excuse I got an 8,000 churn. That's what. But I would want you to come down here, my brother. So please tell me more about your business. Tell me how I can reach you. What's your numbers?
Okay, you can reach me up at 462-7499.
462-7499?
Yeah.
462-7499. And that's Antonio's cleaning business. What's your cleaning business name?
No, B5 Star Cleaning Service.
Oh, the?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Oh, B5
Star. Number five. Uh-huh. The number five.
Mm-hmm.
Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning Services.
Cleaning, okay.
Okay, give me a call back when you come up the show.
No, I can have somebody call you right away.
Yeah,
they're actually listening to me. They listen in right now, so they'll give you a call right away. All right?
I appreciate it, my brother. All
thank you, man. Time. Thank you so much. Okay. I do appreciate you. I saw another call hit the 827 number. The number to call, if we're going to do this again, remember, I'm going to give you, see if I can kind of open up the last 10, 15 minutes of the phone for y'all to do that. But the numbers to call are here at the show. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the thing is there. I'm so happy that we've been able to kind of chop that down today and really have a good conversation with you. This is Howard. This is Packy at Gene Fountain. Please help me win. I'm starting a new farm. Oh, okay. Sparky said he started a new farm, right? Let's see if we have any more text there. Okay, so everything's done. We're done for the show today. Listen, I want to thank you one more time. because I'm hoping that this does for you what I intend. I think my spirit is aligned with a very clear understanding that there needs to be an opportunity for persons who was just like me, who had business, who had passion, who pawned their jewelry to get to the next step, who knew that if I can just get my foot in that door, I can make this thing happen. You, like me. You, like me. If you're out there and you're like me, this platform, an opportunity was created for you. I did not have one of the radio stations that I used to listen to at the time charged me about $1,900 to do some commercials, to do this, to do that. I wanted to do it for like 2 months or something. It's like $1,900. And I cried. If I could have squeezed water out of a rock, I would have done that. I did everything to try to get this $1,900. But every time the money started to pile up to get to a particular point, I realized that, okay, I got to go buy some conch. Okay, I got to go buy some fish. Okay, I got to buy this. I got to buy that. And it placed me in this kind of a position that I was unable to do that. So opportunities like this, let's make some things happen. I got a telephone call about a text to say that Chris is very busy. He's doing a book signing right now. That's for the Black Rinse. So I suppose that's what exactly he's doing. And he's quite busy all day. And the launch of the book is going on right now. So congratulations to Chris. I know that he's going to come on again to be able to talk about those things and make some things happen like that. I'm here. I'm listening from South Andres, enjoying your show and the new way to promote small businesses. Please give me a call. If this is who I think, if this is Nato, please text me back. Nato, is this you? Hold on, let me see what this is, all right? Oh, no, they're saying Nato. Okay. All right, but when I talk about these things, I see that the call came through last minute, 30 seconds. Let me give you 30 seconds. Call you on, you got 30 seconds. We got to get out of here.
Oh, I wanted to get your number off a line.
827-0111.
Okay.
827-0111. Okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for today. It's a Small Business Thursday. Tomorrow is a Casual Friday. Tomorrow is going to be the inception of Tiki Fridays. I'm so excited. Anyone who wants to be partner with us and kind of move some things forward and understanding that this is a community platform, please give me a call. 827-0111. If I don't answer, don't fight me. I got to go pick up maturing, right? But leave a voice note or send me a WhatsApp and I'll be able to get back to you and talk to you about that. Or if you just want somebody to reach out to you, Howard, I want somebody to reach out to me for Small Business Thursdays. I'll send that clip, screenshot, and somebody be able to reach out to you. I thank you. Thank my guests for being able to come in today with transparency and vulnerability and understanding that we collectively got to make some things happen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company with the foundation. Guys, please stick and stay for Chivago Lying with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys.
The foundation.